This is the 3 Bam Podcast.
You can do the intro if you want.
This is the 3 Bam Podcast.
You interrupted.
Mm-hmm. Oh, do it again. Sorry.
This is 3 beers and a mic.
Estamos haciendo el 3 Bam Podcast.
This is 3 Bam Podcast.
This is 3 Bam Podcast.
This is a 3 Bam Podcast.
This is the 3 Bam Podcast.
This is a 3 Bam Podcast.
This is 3 beers and a mic.
What's the latest you've ever been for a shift at work? Going back to like high school days where you just decided, you know what? I'm just going to walk in and see who notices.
Funny. This is actually a funny story on this. I used to do the deliveries at work, and we had to be there at like 3-4 in the morning, something like that. And it was my last shift before I left to go to basic training. And I was like 6 hours late. I overslept. They called me like 100 times. I just slept through everything. But I'm like, what are they going to do? Fire me? It's my last day.
Yeah. So, okay. That's, I mean, at least you still showed up. Legitimately, I had a job where I was, I got home from high school at 2:45. I was a senior, and then, so I didn't have last period, so I got home early, and my shift started at 4, so I would take my 30-minute nap, change my clothes, and drive to work. I came home, took my 30-minute nap, I woke up at 6:50, so I was 4 hours in, like, no, I was like 2 hours and 50 minutes late for work.
And like me, this was before cell phone. So.
Oh, yeah. So they would call your house phone, and yeah. I mean, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
So I just decided I was going to go to my shift, and they were really angry, but I told them I would work late, so I was forgiven.
That was kind of the good thing with mine. When I wasn't there at 3 in the morning, they weren't going to call my house, wake everybody up.
That's fair. Yeah, an unwritten rule where if you work for a particular place, when you start calling clients, 9 o'clock maybe, 8:30. I don't know when's the. I would say 9.
I always say 9 to 9.
Yeah, 9 to 9 is good. All right, let's start the show. Welcome back, everybody, to the 3 Beers and a Mic podcast. We are scorching in July. It is really hot here in Texas, but
luckily no hurricane.
Luckily, no hurricane. It looks like we were on the left side of the cone, and it's now going to head more toward Louisiana. So I saw on the news that New Orleans is flooding, and I feel terrible for everybody who goes through this. But as far as Houston and Galveston is concerned, it looks like it's going to miss us.
We'll
get rain, yeah. But it looked really scary, and so good luck to Louisiana, man. I've seen footage. It looks awful, so I hope everyone's safe. But it is hot. It's 98 degrees. Thank God for AC. We're here to talk about some comic book movies, some San Diego Comic-Con news that was released today. They released a couple exclusives, a couple of tidbits about what Marvel's Phase 4 is going to be. We'll also be discussing a little bit of Stranger Things and some Eternals news as well. Adam is not here this week. We miss you, buddy. So Dwayne is across from me, as always.
Yo.
And I guess instead of starting with Adam, what is he drinking? Dwayne,
we can start with you. You're basically
I'll go first. Yeah, I'm drinking one of Adam's beers. So he brings a 6-pack every week and drinks 2. And then he leaves all the rest of the stuff in my mini fridge. So I've got like Dos Equis and Bud Light and Stella Ciders. So I'm like, I'm just going to drink some of Adam's beers. So I have the Stella Cider, and I can see why he likes it. It's really good.
Yeah.
It's like really good. It kind of tastes like woodchuck.
It's probably not. It's probably drier though.
It is, which I like.
A little sweet.
Yeah. Yeah. It's very delicious. Thank you, Adam.
Well, today I got. I've really been liking this beer, so I decided to go with it. It's the St. Arnold Summer Pilsner, and a lot of the like restaurants and bars and stuff out around town. So that's kind of been my go-to when I go there.
Nice. It's a good one.
Yeah, especially when it's 100 degrees outside.
Yeah, absolutely. there are certain beers that when you're at a barbecue or especially grilling or you're in the pool or whatever, you know, you're not going to have a stout or a really like, you know, double IPA. Like, none of that stuff is refreshing. You want something light, something you can drink a couple of. That's why some of our friends, I think, thought we were going to like the natty, some, what are those things called? The pink lemonade thingies?
I don't know.
Natterday?
Natterday, yeah, that's it.
I drank one, and it was okay. We've talked about that before, but when you get to that second or third one, man, that's rough. Ugh. But so we, at least I tried it. At least I gave it a shot. So as always, thank you everyone for listening. We've had a lot of downloads this month, which is really great. So we really appreciate that. Facebook, Three Beers and a Mic. Twitter, Three Beers and a Mic. Instagram, Three Beers and a Mic. We're always trying to get your questions, topics for the show, things you want us to talk about, all those type of things.
And you can look forward to some food blogs coming.
Yeah, that's correct.
I got one. I just got to post it. So
awesome. That's wonderful. I'm guessing if it's from Bernie.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right, so there's been a lot of stuff that has happened in the last 2 weeks. We recorded the day before Spider-Man Far From Home came out. So we all went and saw it relatively soon after that. So a big portion...
I've seen it twice.
Awesome. I'm going to go see it again this Saturday because Carla has not seen it. So I'll get to see it twice. So we're a little late with the review, but that's okay.
Spoilers ahead.
Spoilers ahead. Everyone's probably seen it already. It's gotten really good reviews online. Everyone's talking about the after credit teases, which were really great. So we'll kind of start from the beginning. We're not going to do a point-by-point review of the entire movie, but it's going to be the bulk of our show today. So Far From Home, we all saw it separately, which we like to do so that we don't discuss the movie right away and we can get our thoughts fresh here on the podcast. And I'll go first because I always go last. I saw it. I liked it a lot. More than I thought I would, actually. I know the reviews were great. But, you know, Marvel movies, it's very hard for them to get bad reviews anymore. I mean, the last 10, you know, have been an 80% plus on Rotten Tomatoes. So, I mean, it's really hard for them to find a stinker.
Even though this is Sony, you can tell it's Marvel influence.
Correct.
Big time.
Absolutely. So it's basically, the plot is Peter Parker wants to go on a vacation with his friends for school. He's going to Europe. It's after what's called the blip, which basically the snap and the blip. The snap is when Thanos snapped his fingers and it wiped out life.
Blip is what everybody's calling
it. The blip is when everyone came back. And for those people who came back, it was instantaneous, apparently.
I think the blip is the whole thing, though, to me. Because they don't know the snap happened. They don't know how it happened. They don't know what happened.
Sure.
Right? They weren't there.
Yeah, the blip is just this memory loss that you have where you came back and some of your friends are 5 years, 10 years older, you know, or whatever. Cool. I think it was 5 years later. Yeah, and they actually addressed that in the movie. They showed one of the students who looked like he was in college. And so that's a really cool way to address it. You see Peter struggling with the loss of Tony Stark. You know, Aunt May already knows who he is. Her and Happy are apparently kind of a thing. Mm-hmm. And so Peter basically wants to go to Europe and he doesn't want to take his suit. He's like, I want to go hang out with my friends and, you know, have a good time. He's still, you know, crushing on Mary Jane and,
dude, speaking of which, it took me the second time to notice this. When he's standing in his room, he's got a light switch that's all taped up and a sign that says, do not turn this off. And I was like, what is that for? And I realize his Iron Spider-Man suit is sitting in that case,
like, yeah,
charging or whatever.
Yeah.
So I guess you can't turn it off
because
of that.
that's what I gathered. I noticed that as well.
I was like, oh, that's what that's for.
Yeah. So he still has the Iron Spider suit. He still has his original suit from Homecoming. He gets a couple more throughout the movie, which is really cool.
I think he's going to end up like Tony Stark eventually. He's just going to have like a whole ton of suits.
Well, yeah. I mean, he's already starting to get Stark tech.
He's got, what, 4 suits now?
Yeah. So, you know, the movie starts off innocent enough and, you know, they're having fun going around. And then, of course,
dude, how funny was that opening with Whitney Houston?
Oh, that was awesome.
Dude, just with the Marvel thing and Whitney Houston playing, I started laughing.
I'm, yeah,
like,
that was
going to be good.
That was hilarious.
It is, but it's going to be good.
That was fantastic. So, I mean, yeah, it starts off where there's not a lot of action at the beginning. It's more of him and his friends, which is unusual. But about 40-ish minutes into the film, you know, Hydro Man comes out and Mysterio's there, and he learns about an alternate, universe and multiverse. Nick Fury comes in because he's been ghosting Nick Fury, right? He's been ignoring his calls, ignoring his texts. He just wants to go on vacation with his friends and just, you know, he just got back, basically. And he wants to just, he's like, man, hey, look, we just defeated this Thanos guy. Can I just get a break?
I've been in and out of space and gone for 5 years. Can I just have a little vacation?
Exactly. which is awesome. So he meets Mysterio, Quentin Beck, seems like a really nice dude. And the movie goes forward. You realize, you know, that not everything is what it seems. Mysterio actually has an ulterior motive.
Which I think...
Spoiler alert. I think like everyone knew that.
But if you're a comic person, you knew that was coming. If you're not a comic person, it was probably a big twist.
Yeah, because he's really nice. He gives Peter advice. Yeah. Like he seems to be giving him like a friendship. I think so too.
Because, you know, you didn't realize it when he said it, but it came back later on in the movie when Peter was talking about the quantum realm, blah, 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 and they're like... What? And he's like, sorry. And he was like, never sorry for being the smartest person in the room.
Yeah, absolutely.
Which leads to his motives later on.
Mm-hmm. I loved, because you're right. If nobody has read comic books, Mysterio seems like he's a nice guy. And maybe the reveal later on that he actually has ulterior motives and he's the bad guy was shocking to some people. Because he's sitting up there on the balcony with Peter giving him advice, you know, about life and talking to him one-on-one, man-to-man, which is really cool. Tony Stark leaves Peter a pair of sunglasses, which have a lot of technology behind them. They can control a lot of stuff, satellite, a lot of space stuff. He feels that it's his duty to give those glasses to somebody who deserves them more than him.
Well, that's what he thought
based on Tony's, exactly. So he gives them to Mysterio, terrible idea, and here we go. So, of course, Mysterio turns out to have ulterior motives. There's all these drone strikes and all this mayhem is going on, and then Mysterio is starting to use his hallucinogenic powers on Peter. And that was some of my favorite stuff in the film.
Well, it wasn't hallucinogen. It was like virtual reality, basically.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Or so he was using mind-altering reality stuff. But in the comic books, didn't he have like a mist? He would spray at people.
Yeah, kind of like Scarecrow, right?
Yeah. And then people would see things that actually weren't there. Yeah. And I loved all of that. That was actually my favorite part of the film was when he was in the virtual reality realm and things that he saw weren't actually happening and he had to kind of figure out a way to see what was real, what wasn't. All of that was done really awesomely. But my favorite part of the entire film was when Mysterio was going to shoot him in the head.
Yeah.
And all you hear is the gunshot, and you see that Peter figured out where he was standing and was able to move his arm out of the way in time to not get shot in the head. That was crazy to me.
It was his Peter tingle.
It was his Peter tingle, which was a great way to talk about Spider-Sense. Like, that was so awesome. That's all you saw on, you know, chat boards after the movie was Peter tingle. But that to me was super crazy.
Which is another cool twist, right? Like, they could have just said, you're Spider-Sense. But if you had it, it would take you a while to name all this shit, right?
True.
You wouldn't just, like, come up with names.
Absolutely. I mean, that scene to me was the best. So, and then, you know, of course, that defeats the bad guy. You find out that he's not from an... multiverse or an alternate reality and some of the cool things.
By the way, do you know who the bald guy was that worked with him? Did you recognize who that was?
No.
I think. I haven't verified. I'm pretty sure that's Ralphie.
Oh, yeah. That's good. That's good.
I kept looking at him like, that's Ralphie. It's got to be.
No, that's good. That's actually really good.
That's a really good guess.
I bet you're right. And so he defeats the bad guy, blah blah blah. And then we get to the end credit scenes where Peter's swinging with MJ around the city, and
I thought that was funny too. Like, she wasn't just like, it wasn't like Superman where he takes Lois Lane and she's all excited about it. She's like,
yeah,
just stop, no more. I don't want to do this.
You can see the wind hitting her face, and she looks very terrified. Yeah, which was really funny. And then he puts her down, and then there's this news flash on the screen, and who the hell thought that they were going to get J.K. Simmons to come back and be J. Jonah?
I was always hoping that.
Well, because
he's the best.
When you have a character who's as good as he was in all three Spider-Man films.
What's his name?
Tom Holland.
Tom Holland is Spider-Man. He is J. Jonah.
Yeah. And they did a different, because now J.K. Simmons is like bald, so they kept him yeah. bald. They didn't give him that flat top, but he still had the same mannerisms and anger, and
yeah,
it was basically the Tobey Maguire J. Jonah transformed into 2019, 17 years later, as the same character. And he was basically reporting that they have exclusive footage of Mysterio revealing Spider-Man's identity, and they say it in the video that they showed to all of Times Square is Peter Parker. He's Spider-Man. And they show a picture of Peter. And that was the mid-credit scene, right?
By the way, you know the guy, the main guy that was doing the news
mm-hmm.
report?
Yeah.
You know he's been in like multiple Marvel movies?
Oh, has like, he?
Sometimes he's just on the TV in the background. Sometimes other news reports throughout the Marvel universe.
I never noticed that.
It's one of those unknown, probably Easter egg things.
Oh, wow. Okay. And then after the credits, you have one last scene where Nick Fury and Maria Hill are talking in a car, and then they slowly start to go into Skrull mode. And I kind of had a feeling throughout the movie they might do that as one of these teasers. I thought maybe Nick Fury was really dead somehow, and that he was wanting to not have his presence left empty, and that he wanted someone to take over for him. But no, it's not that. It's that he was sending them to do this work with Spider-Man and to take care of this problem because he was up in a starship, like on a virtual vacation.
Maybe.
It's what it looks like. He's right. On like a virtual beach.
Yeah.
And then you see him get up and walk across the ship, and he's surrounded by Skrulls everywhere. So
I like, he's like, somebody get my shoes.
Yeah, that was awesome. So it's setting up a whole bunch of different stuff. Number one, let me tell you what I thought of the movie, and I'll let Dwayne grade it, and then we'll go into some of our theories of where this could lead to. I give it a 9 out of 10. Super, super great film. I was enthralled from beginning to end. I enjoyed every second of it. I thought they did an amazing job. It was a wonderful way to end Phase 3 and to wrap up everything that they have done. I loved it. I mean, I have very minimal complaints. One of my complaints I will talk about with the one of the after credit scenes, which brings my score down to a 9. But I liked it a lot. What did you think?
Yeah, I'm probably on par, 9 out of 10.
Yeah.
I don't think it's better than the first one, but I think it's right on par.
Yeah, I don't know which one I would pick. Because I liked the Vulture. I thought his villain character was really great. Yeah. It was rooted in reality. He was a failed construction worker who got this really lucrative contract to clean up alien tech. Yeah, that's fair. Yeah. His was more believable because he figured out who Spider-Man was in a really fast conversation in a vehicle. And the fact that I didn't know that he was the father of that girl that he liked, that was so awesome. I really liked that character a lot more. Plus, I love Michael Keaton. And that movie was great. But yeah, I think I don't know which one I would choose over the other. I think they're both very equal.
Yeah,
they're both great. So, some of the after credit stuff. There's two major things. First of all, they're introducing the Skrulls into a world where they're starting to take over for people in government positions.
Yeah.
So you have to start thinking, how many of them are trying to live everyday life as a donut shop worker,
yeah,
or a banker, or someone else's father, you know, or something like that. You know, how far does this go? Right? Nick Fury seems totally cool with sending Skrulls down to do a lot of his busy work while he's on a virtual beach. Where does this lead to? Right? Secondly, one of the biggest controversies in comic books that I can remember, I'm sure there's been a ton, was when they revealed in Civil War that Spider-Man was Peter Parker. That was such a big reveal and such an angry reaction from the fans that they reversed it, you know, 4 years later by having Spider-Man make a deal with Mephisto.
He made a deal with the
devil. He made the deal with the devil to reverse basically everyone's memory of him being Spider-Man, which nobody liked that either, but eventually they forgot about it, right?
You need a beer?
Yeah, I'll take another cider. So the main thing is that you take this really awesome storyline in the comics with the Skrulls. I think a lot of people liked Secret Invasion, which was a story in the comic books about the Skrulls taking over. Elektra was a Skrull, and I think Mr. Fantastic was a Skrull. Basically, they had all the real heroes in space in these stasis chambers, and these Skrulls were taking over their lives here on Earth, and it was revealed that there was a secret invasion of Skrulls slowly infecting the Earth and taking over people's positions and pretending they were other people that they weren't. And then you have the second...
And I think that's where they're going. I think they're going to skip Secret Wars because there's no need to do it now that we know the Skrulls have basically infiltrated. But, well, these Skrulls haven't really infiltrated. They're, quote-unquote, the good Skrulls, right? They're working with Nick Fury.
Yeah, because in Captain Marvel, you realize that they're they're proceeding with the Skrulls as being decent people.
But they also said in Captain Marvel, he's like, are all humans good?
Exactly.
Are all humans bad?
They came out afterwards and said, Kevin Feige said... Well, I mean, yeah. Are all
he said that in the show because they were like, oh, we thought you were bad. And he's
you're right. They said that in the
movie. Yeah, there are bad Skrulls out there, but we're not all bad.
That's right. So they focused on the good portion because with any race and with any beings, whether you're human or alien or whatever, you have good people and bad people.
Yeah.
So there
makes sense.
Yeah, it does. Bad Skrulls, good Skrulls.
It doesn't make even the Kree. They're not all going to be bad.
Absolutely. So, two major mid-credit, after-credit scenes. Here's why I knocked the movie a little bit. I don't like that Peter Parker's identity has been revealed.
Dude, it's so easy to fix.
How? That's why I texted you. I was like, I'm hoping, that was the one thing we talked about. I'm hoping that this Peter is a different multiverse.
No.
And then in the real world, he's not.
Not only do they have Mysterio's tech, they also have Skrulls. They can easily show Peter Parker standing next to Spider-Man or whatever and be like, it's not me.
Okay. All right, that's fair. So, yeah, you have, I didn't even think of that. So you have shapeshifters who can take the form of any person. Why not just show him on TV next to himself?
Yeah.
Okay, I understand.
Because he could be Spider-Man doing his Spider-Man thing, come in. And the Skrull could be Peter Parker.
Okay. Okay, I like that. I like that.
Easy fix.
Okay. Yeah, because in the Marvel Universe, there's not a lot of secret identities. Think about it.
And you got to remember, in the comic books, Peter Parker came out and said, I'm Spider-Man.
Correct.
This is somebody else saying it. Not only that, it's a tabloid saying it.
Correct.
So it's already somewhat discredited. They can prove it easily isn't him with all the shit they have. So.
Yeah, that's fair. Okay, cool.
So you get give it a better score now?
That was... See, because I didn't like the reveal and that in the Marvel Universe, who has a secret identity anymore? Nobody. Everyone knows Captain America, Steve Rogers, Black Widow's Romanoff, Everyone knows Hawkeye.
They don't know Hulk, I don't think. They just know him as the Hulk.
You don't think in the future when he's Dr. Banner or...
Maybe. I don't know.
Whatever, that he's taking selfies with people and he has
But he still says, like, oh, Hulk smash.
I mean, maybe.
I don't know.
There's not a lot of secret identities in the Marvel Universe. And Spider-Man, I like that he has a secret identity. Ant-Man. I like that nobody knows who he is. You think Ant-Man has a secret identity?
Yeah. He always has the thing on him.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, but I just... Spider-Man has a lot to...
But a lot of Spider-Man's story is a secret.
It's a secret, yeah, because he's got to juggle life with... But I know Aunt May knows, and Mary Jane apparently knows, and so a lot of the people he tries to keep it from already know. But
again,
I don't want
to
lose...
that just kind of makes sense. Like, you get, there's going to be some people that know. And I like that, like, even when the Spider-Man shit was going down in Homecoming in Washington, D.C., you could tell she was like, the fuck is Spider-Man doing here? And then she sees him in Europe. Just a coincidence. Both times Spider-Man shows up and not outside of New York, and Peter's not here. It's not really that hard to figure out if you think about it.
Yeah, it's true. And so they're not playing down to the audience, because that's something that the audience would have said. How come people can't figure this out?
Because even he was like, remember, I had the stomach thing.
Yeah.
She's like, yeah, both times.
No, that's true. That's true. And I love Flash Thompson is like the complete opposite of what he usually is in the comics. Like, I love that he's like a skinny, I guess, is he an Indian guy?
He's, I don't know.
Or Pakistani or...
Yeah, something.
Yeah, and he's got like followers on Instagram or Twitter where he makes all these like viral
the
videos.
Flash mob.
The Flash Mob, yeah. Like, that's awesome. I love all that. That's wonderful.
But we also see, you know, typical, you know, bully.
Mm-hmm.
We see at the end what happens, you know, his parents aren't there, you know, so he's unloved at home, so he's lashing out on everybody else.
Absolutely.
So...
So I really like the movie. I'm looking forward to seeing it again. And I enjoyed it. I'm sure Adam did too. He can talk about it next time he's on the podcast.
No, you can't.
Why not?
Fuck it. He missed it.
It's over. So I was going to talk really quick about Phase...
He's not going to listen to this anyway.
No, he won't. I was really going to talk quickly about Phase 4, but there was a little bit of internet leaks today about what possibly... is going to be revealed at San Diego Comic-Con next week at the Marvel panel.
But I think some of it we already kind of know, right?
Yeah, I mean...
We know Black Panther's getting the second movie.
Black Panther 2, Doctor Strange 2.
Eternals.
Guardians 3. Eternals was one of them. Then there was also one, Shang-Chi was one of them as well, which was... So Eternals and Shang-Chi seem to be the new... sort of properties they're trying to come in.
Dude, if they can do those two well, again, they're like, they're probably more obscure than Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah, I would say so. But Guardians of the Galaxy was obscure. Okay, so if we go back to 2014, who would you say was more obscure, Guardians of the Galaxy or the Eternals?
Yeah, the Eternals. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
The Eternals and Shang-Chi are more... You know what I mean?
What if they announce Nova? That's what I was hoping for.
It's a possibility. Like, they're going to space.
Yeah.
I was hoping they would
announce Nova. Dude, that character's awesome. So I think Adam Warlock is going to be in the future. I think Nova's going to be in the future. They are going to do a lot of space stuff, especially with Secret Invasion and Nick Fury being on a spaceship.
So one of the things with Nick Fury being on a spaceship, I forget what the hell it's called. It's not S.H.I.E.L.D. There's basically, Nick Fury went to outer space with like, it was like a S.H.I.E.L.D. thing, but the outer space version. So he ran like an organization in space to protect Earth.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I forget what it was called.
I think I remember that. I don't remember what it was called either.
It wasn't S.H.I.E.L.D. It was, I don't remember.
Okay. Well,
that where they could be going with Nick Fury and why he's on a spaceship.
And I'm not watching Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. anymore, but isn't this season in space? Or
no,
something
last,
in space?
Last season was.
Last season was in space? I stopped watching 2 years ago. So, yeah, they're going to be doing a lot of space stuff, which I'm excited about. And just expanding the brand, expanding the universe. You know, apparently Tom Holland has one more movie in his contract. And
I thought he had six movies.
He did, but he's already done five.
Oh, I thought I thought he had six just Spider-Man movies.
No, it was six movies total.
Cause,
so he's done Civil War.
My understanding is they had a three-story arc with him in high school, and then a three-story arc with him. Well, I guess he's been
in five. He was in Civil War, he was in Endgame and Infinity War, and then he's had two solo movies.
Okay.
Yeah, so this is his last one. Now, they were saying in the article there's no doubt they're going to re-up his contract, kind of like what they're probably going to do with Thor. But it's not official yet. There's a chance that after he films his last movie, maybe Sony wants the property back. It's not fully owned by Marvel. Sony wanted help from Marvel to rebrand this character. Now that they're doing a Venom 2,
they still need
What if they want the character back?
It's not going to be good.
I hope they don't get it back. I mean, there was rumors of like a Silver Sable movie, and they're trying to make all of these B characters that are in the Spider-Man world work without a Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Because he's being loaned to the Marvel audience.
I still think they're working towards the Sinister Six.
It's possible. I mean, the rumor in Spider-Man...
We got the Vulture, we got Mysterio, and we technically have Scorpion.
You do. Yeah.
He was the guy in jail with the Vulture.
Kraven is going to supposedly be in the third one.
And then, you know, Dimitri, the S.H.I.E.L.D. guy.
Mm-hmm.
They never said his last name, obviously, but in the comics, Chameleon's name is Dimitri.
And the Sinister Six doesn't have to be the ones that you know of. It doesn't have to be the classic. It could be another different six villains that they want to make into that band of evil people. So it doesn't have to... Who are the original Sinister Six? It's Dr. Octopus, Lizard,
Vulture,
Mysterio,
Scorpion, and Kraven. Wasn't Kraven?
Was Kraven one of them?
I think Ryan,
was Rhino? Was he in? No, not Rhino?
I don't know. There's been... A lot of iterations.
There's been a lot of I know. I'm talking about the classic Sinister Six. I don't remember who it is, and I'm not Googling it.
FYI, the other Peter's identity being out there as Spider-Man could also lead to Kraven, because who does Kraven hunt?
Yeah.
Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Now that he knows who Spider-Man is.
Oh, that's good. And I'm fine with them not teasing Venom and stuff, like... I want to see that eventually, but I want it done the right way. So let's have a Vulture, Mysterio, Kraven trilogy. And then if you sign on Tom Holland for another three movies, four movies, whatever, you want to bring in some symbiote stuff, that's cool.
We got to see the Goblin, though.
Sure, eventually. Yeah, eventually. So Phase 4 is still kind of a mystery. There's a couple leaks today that I read. We'll see where it goes. But one thing that they released about a week or two ago, they said that they're trying to get Keanu Reeves into the Phase 4 Marvel Universe. They tried in Phase 3. They didn't have a lot of roles that they thought would fit him. So they're working really hard to get him into these movies at any cost. And they had a poll online. What character would you like him to play? Number one was Adam Warlock. That one won with like 34%. Number two was Moon Knight, which won at 29%. Number three was Nova. And then they had like Doctor Doom and a couple other things. So if Keanu Reeves does sign on with the Marvel Universe and decides to do one of these Phase 4 films, do you have a role for him?
Doom sounds pretty good, actually. I'd like him to go bad guy.
That's why I want him to play Moon Knight, of course.
But he's not a bad guy. He's like a
dude. He has the wrong personality, he does kill people.
I know, but he doesn't kill good people. He's
no, he kills bad people. Yeah. But he's unlike Batman, who doesn't take a life. And Moon Knight does take lives.
I think I was talking to Jamers. And you know who might be good for Moon Knight? Is James McAvoy.
Oh, yeah. Because
he already did it in Split with the multi-personalities and shit.
But he's already Professor X.
So what?
I mean, that's gone.
Fucking Captain America was Johnny Storm, so who says you can't play more than one Marvel character?
Okay, fair enough. Yeah, I mean, I guess he could. That
speaking
X-Men
of which, Dark Phoenix did worse than that last Fantastic Four movie.
Holy crap, are you kidding?
No.
I've actually seen that Fantastic Four film. It
was all right.
It was okay. I didn't like what they did with Doctor Doom, except that one scene in the hallway where he was just like murdering people. I thought that was pretty cool. It was okay. I didn't think it was as bad as people made it sound to be.
No.
It was all right. It was better than the first two that I watched. I hated Rise of Silver Surfer. Other than Silver Surfer looking really cool, that movie was terrible. I mean, Dr. Doom was on a surfboard.
Speaking of
which,
that
sucks.
Silver Surfer is one of the rumors for next phase two.
That would be awesome. And then do like a proper Galactus?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm down for that.
Because I can now.
Yeah. I'm super down for that. Yeah, we'll see where it goes. But of course, I want him to play Moon Knight. I want anybody to play Moon Knight. Just make something with that character, please. Just one day, maybe. Okay, so you mentioned to me right before we started recording that the Eternals there was a rumor that they may have gotten 11 from Stranger Things.
Billy Bobby Brown.
Yeah, but apparently she came out and said, nope,
no,
this is not true.
This is a rumor.
Yeah. I thought maybe that was her kind of throwing people off so they can make the announcement at Comic-Con, but it might not be. So I thought that was interesting. I like her as an actress. I think she does a really good job.
See, I honestly don't know enough about the Eternals. Like, I've read some of the Eternal stuff, but not a lot. So I don't really know enough about them to be, like, excited that this movie's coming out.
Well, it's kind of like the Inhumans, even though that TV show bombed and was terrible.
Right.
I didn't know a lot about those characters, so if the show was good, I would watch it to learn more.
But, you know, you have a mutant that controls their hair, and that's their superpower, and you cut it off in the first 5 minutes of the first episode.
Yeah, her name is Medusa, I think. And then the hair was gone. Yeah, that's crazy. Did you watch any of those episodes?
I watched the first one.
Okay.
That was it.
Didn't they release that in the movie theater?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was like two.
It was the first two episodes.
The first two episodes combined?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, that show was canceled really fast. So, speaking of Millie Bobby Brown, how many episodes of Stranger Things have you watched?
All of them.
You finished the entire episode? All like the whole season?
Yeah.
Ask me how many I've watched.
How many have you watched?
Zero.
What?
I've
you
watched
were supposed to watch them last night.
I was supposed to start them when I got home last night. I came home. This is what happened. I grabbed a Coors Light. I went upstairs. I wanted to watch a 30-minute episode without commercials, which is really 22 minutes of young Sheldon, and I fell asleep on the couch.
You bum.
So I watched none.
So we can't talk about it.
No, I've seen nothing. But here's what I want. I want you to tell me what you. I mean, out of the three seasons, was this your favorite? How does it rank as far as they go? Because I know you've seen them multiple times. Did Chloe like it? That's my main thing.
Hell yeah.
I'm sure this was her favorite, probably.
She finished it before I did.
And it was only eight seasons. It was only eight episodes, right?
Right, but they're all like an hour. I think some of them were over an hour long, too. I think the last one's like an hour and 20 minutes.
Okay.
It's, if I had to 1, 2, 3 them, season 1, 1, season 3, 2, season 2, 3.
Three, okay. Yeah, because I told you, when season 1 came out, as soon as they showed the title credits and the music started, I had no idea what this show was about. I'm like, I'm going to love this show. I could tell immediately that it was nostalgia and that it was probably going to be set in the 80s. And it was. And ever since then, I really like season 2 a lot. I like season 1 more. But from all the people who have seen season three, they say it's really great. Of course,
I know a lot of people that say it's the best one.
Everyone's older. But, I know that Dustin comes back from summer camp. Mm-hmm. Eleven and Mike are like making out all the time.
That's also why it got delayed, was because the story they had planned, they realized like the kids look older than they expected them to.
Yeah.
So they changed the story a little bit to fit their age, which is smart.
Yeah. I know Steve is like an Ahoy Boy, I think is what it's called.
Yeah.
He works at an ice cream shop in the mall.
Yeah. Scoops.
Scoops. Okay.
Scoops Ahoy.
I know. That's awesome. I know the mall, they made it look like an 80s-centric mall.
So apparently, Chloe watched all the behind-the-scenes stuff.
Okay.
Apparently, that's a real mall that they cut out basically, or closed off a portion of it and made it into the 80s look. And I guess there was like people like in the mall shopping that are like peeking over to like see what the hell's going on.
That's awesome. And
dude, and I said, if that mall does not keep that, they're stupid. Because people would go just to see that.
Of course they will. And the thing is that malls already need people to go into the mall. So if you block off portions of the mall to recreate a Stranger Things 80s theme.
A bunch of malls around the country don't do that. They're stupid.
Yeah. I would absolutely
put the big
go
neon sign out front
to a mall that had a replica Sam Goody store or CD warehouse or KB Toys or whatever. Like all the 80s stuff that you would go to. My favorite thing was to go to the food court because I get giant corn dogs. Yeah,
that's a big thing in this movie, obviously.
Yeah, of course.
Steve works in the food court.
Yeah, so. The food court was the best. You get the crappy Chinese food, you get a foot-long corn dog, and you get an icy. That was the best. But yeah,
dude,
I
can tell you their budget for this one was much more because the special effects are so awesome.
Okay.
It's so much better. Of course, you're dealing, before it was, besides the Demogorgon, the last season was just smoke, really, right? And vines.
Correct.
Well, besides the dogs, but this season, there's a lot of physical creatures. So, I think after the first two seasons, they were like, here's a little more money.
Well, I mean, and it paid off because the first 4 days worth of numbers came out. It said 47 million individual accounts have watched at least two episodes of the new Stranger Things 3, and 18 million accounts have already finished the season. It's their highest watched show ever that amount of time. So for the show, for 4 days after its release, especially during the July 4th holiday where people have family over and stuff like that, for 19 million individual accounts to have finished all eight episodes, that's pretty awesome.
Mm-hmm.
That's at least two episodes a day when you've got holiday people around you. July the 4th, it landed on a Thursday. I think it came out on a Wednesday.
No, it came out on 4th of July.
Did it come out on 4th of July?
So it came out, it would have been midnight Pacific time. So
okay,
it was like 3
I gotcha.
In the morning here or whatever.
Gotcha. Yeah, so, I mean, it's paying off, of course. And, you know, there's a lot of talk that, you know, Netflix is losing The Office, right? They're losing Friends. All these other people are opening up their own streaming services, so they want a lot of their properties back. So how is Netflix going to win over the crowd and keep people subscribed? It's having awesome original content like this that people will pay
like
to
Black
watch.
Mirror.
Yeah, which like I was really curious to see if Adam was going to watch.
I hope he did.
I think he'll like it.
I do too.
I don't see if you watch even one of those three episodes that we suggested.
I know you won't listen to this. I did not like Sword Art Online or whatever the hell it is.
Yeah, you told me that.
But you still have to watch it.
I'm still going to watch it. I have more time now. I have another 2 weeks, so hopefully it'll give him more time to watch Black Mirror. The three episodes we recommended are wonderful, and I don't see how you would watch those and not like fall in love with the show. Like that would be crazy to me.
Know what I realized too when I watched the latest quote unquote season?
Mm-hmm.
There were some I missed. Like you know how like when it finishes an episode, it goes to like all of a sudden it went to a past episode. I was like, what? And I looked, there was like three or four I missed. I was like, damn. Because I think I cherry picked them. I was like, oh, this one looks interesting.
Did you watch them all now?
No, I still have some to go.
Oh, they're all great. I mean, even the more boring episodes are still very riveting. And that's what they do. They have new season. It's like 3-4 episodes max, and it just keeps people hooked. I love the new season. I thought it was
Although,
awesome.
I do know a few people that were like, some of them were just too much for me, so I stopped watching. They get a little edgy.
Content-wise? Yeah. Oh, well, yeah. For sure. I mean, did you see that one episode where people have, like, cameras in their eye, and they can, like, go back into their memory, and, like, as you look at things, it records things into your brain. You can go to past memories and, like, watch your life over.
Somebody was telling me that one. I don't think I did see that one.
Oh, that one was awesome. Yeah, there's... People have these cameras in their eye, and from when they were born to when they are now, you can rewind your life and watch all of your past experiences, you know, going through, you know, birth, you going through school, going through relationships, and you can kind of rewind your life, and some people become obsessed with their memories, and they don't go to work, they don't go to school, they just sit there, rewind their life, and watch their mistakes over and over again. And instead of learning from it, which is what these cameras were supposed to do, is learn from your mistakes, they just repeat their mistakes, and they live them over and over, and they become depressed and fat, and they just hate themselves, and their marriages end, and it's crazy. That was a great episode.
I think that's one of the ones I missed, because somebody said that.
Yeah, that one was awesome. One of Carla's favorite is where you as a parent can, like, put this device in your, like, son or daughter that lets you track everything they're doing, mm-hmm. and you think that would be a good thing. If you see, it's called Archangel.
I think I did.
Yeah, but it turns out as the child gets older, it's actually very horrifying because you don't want to see the stuff that your kid is into when they're 17.
Yeah.
So that was one of her favorite episodes, because she at the beginning she's like, "Oh, you know, this is actually pretty cool," and then she's like, "Oh no, that's not good. I don't want to watch that." So, yeah, they take some very risky, you know, turns in their episodes.
The first episode.
Yeah, I mean, the dude has sex with a pig. it's crazy. Yeah, it's nuts.
Yeah, we can say it now because Adam's not here.
Yeah, he's not. That's true.
It was funny. I was talking about it with some people at work today, and they're like, "Oh, that first episode." I was like, "Yeah, we told them not to watch that one."
We did.
"Oh, yeah, that's a good idea."
We did. Yes.
And that's a slow burn, too, though.
It is. Yeah. But it starts off interesting.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
You know, there's they kidnapped his daughter. He's a politician. You know, they want him to do certain things in order to get her released. And one of them was to have sex with a pig on live television. Mm-hmm. And if you're first watching that show, very first episode, I see that might turn some people off.
Yeah.
Why would you want to watch that? And they show some stuff. It's not good. Yeah, that's not good. But I stuck with it, and it gets way better.
That wasn't the first one I watched. I watched one of the second season or something.
Good for you. That was a smart move.
And then
move,
I went
sir.
Back and started watching. I was like, whoa. I think the first one I watched was the one with the kid, you know, looking at stuff on the computer, and
very
good.
He had to
go do all that stuff.
Yeah, that one is nuts. That's one of the best episodes.
That was the craziest. Yeah, ending.
I mean, because you feel so bad for him the entire episode, yeah. Until the ending, you're like, "Oh no, you should die here." like, no, you should. I understand why you were in a fight to the death. Yeah, that's it's like Twilight Zone times a million. Yeah, that's awesome.
I agree with you. I think eventually it'll all balance out.
It will.
Like NBC, CB, like I can't, again, we talked about this last time. I know nobody who has the CBS All Access thing, whatever the fuck it's called.
I mean, that new.
How are they making money?
That new Picard series is coming out. I really want to watch it, but I don't want to pay.
No.
Because, like I said, I get...
I don't want to see it that much.
Like, people who eliminated...
No, if they had 25 things on there that I wanted to see, maybe.
Sure.
But not two things.
People who got rid of cable, that's fine. I don't totally understand, you know, people paying 60, 70, 80 bucks a month, totally great. You want to pay your $12 for Netflix and your $11 for Hulu, good for you. It will save you money. But then when you add on NBC and Warner Brothers and Universal and HBO and CBS and everyone has their and Disney,
DC,
you're back to being at cable. Like I said, I have Netflix.
And I don't know if you heard, I think I guess Warner Brothers is doing one, and they're going to put DC into that.
Correct. The DC will live on with Warner Brothers.
Yeah.
So you still could get second seasons of Doom Patrol and Young Justice and all that stuff that's on there. Unfortunately, have you watched any of Swamp Thing?
Not yet.
It's really good. And
I've been watching Doom Patrol and then Young Justice.
I'm very disappointed this show was already canceled. I figured maybe because the first episode was awesome. And I thought, okay, well, maybe they canceled it because the rest of them are terrible. I'm in episode 6. It's great. So I don't know what arguments they had with the showrunners.
The trailer looked awesome.
But my God,
just the makeup alone.
Yeah. The costume is so phenomenal. And I have no, unless this show just falls off a cliff and it sucks the last 4 episodes, I don't know why in the hell you would cancel the show.
I heard it was budget.
I heard they were having problems with the directors or the writers.
No, what I heard was there might be a movie that comes out of this because they actually built a physical swamp, like in a warehouse or something that can hold water, obviously, right?
Okay.
They built a physical swamp for that show and then realized, like, shit, we can't pay, like, we're going to have to pay to, like, rent this place for however long we want to do this show. Like, when we're not doing the show, we got to pay for it. So it's going to cost us a ton of money to keep this set, is what I heard.
Okay.
So they were like, we can't maintain this. So I think that now the rumor is they're going to do a movie since they have the set before they let it go.
Okay. That's a shame, man, because it's a really good show. I like it a lot. And I watched it because it got such good reviews, and I knew that it was only 10 episodes long, so I'm like, that's a small commitment. I can do that. Because there's just so... I finally finished Santa Clarita Diet. That show ended after season 3. It left it on a really big cliffhanger, which sucks. But that show was awesome. I plowed through them in a week.
Is it flash forward all over again?
Oh, man. That's one of the biggest cliffhangers ever. No, but I mean, I feel good about the 3 seasons. I just wish I could have seen what happened to these characters more. But it was a really, really great show. And I started it because I knew it had got canceled and it got really good reviews. And it was only 8 episodes a season. I'm like, I can do that. So I got through all 24 episodes in a week. And I still didn't watch Stranger Things. I'm a bum. That's crazy. I got to start this weekend.
Yeah.
I got to start this weekend.
You need to start tonight.
We might do that. Yeah, because, I mean, we're going to be done recording before 9 o'clock, so we can do that for sure. Okay. Who's got the top 3 this week?
Oh, shit. I was supposed to think of something.
Yeah. Well, no, but you don't want to think of something.
Well, I do and I don't. I want to have something. I thought maybe something would come to me. Speaking of which, mm-hmm. I was just thinking, we were talking Stranger Things, 80s, Spider-Man.
Mm-hmm.
Did you look at the after credits that I told you to? Right after the music?
Yes, I did.
What did you see?
I don't remember because I was drinking a lot. But I made sure I paid attention.
He-Man Mattel was mentioned in the credits. So he must have He-Man. I didn't see it in his room or something.
I did not notice that.
Yeah.
No.
That was one of the properties. Like Star Wars, He-Man... Like, they listed those as, like, you know.
So he must have had something in his room.
Yeah.
Okay. No, I did not notice that.
Damn. You will now.
Okay. We want to see it on Saturday. Yeah. No, I was paying attention, but from my memory, I didn't remember seeing anything out of the ordinary, but I missed the He-Man thing. Okay.
All right. Let's go. Have we done top 3 childhood TV shows? Have we done that one?
I don't think so.
Like
we've done top 3 childhood cartoons.
Yeah.
So if you stay away from cartoons, shows that maybe were not cartoons.
Yes.
Like the Muppets. Yeah. Like the live-action Muppets.
Or the A-Team.
Sure. Let's do top three childhood shows.
I mean, you already know my number one.
But. Yeah, I do. Hero. that is not cartoon-based.
Yeah.
All right, that's good. Number three for me was Alf.
Oh, that's a good one.
I loved Alf. I had the doll. I still have the doll. I have two of them. I found another one at one of our Comic Cons we went to. They were selling it for like $40. Brought it home, pristine condition. My stepmom took it from me, and it's sitting on her bed all the time because she also liked Alf. So I still have my raggedy Alf in my toy box.
Go eat a cat.
So I really liked Alf. Number two was Full House. Super cheesy 80s show. They redid it on Netflix. I've seen all of the seasons. The comedy is awful. I never laugh at anything.
It's awful but great.
But I still enjoy it and I smile. So I'm never belly laughing.
If you go back and watch the original Full House, knowing the dad.
Uncle Jesse?
No, the dad.
Bob Saget?
Bob Saget.
Yeah.
Like
Danny,
his comedy in real life is like
super,
the total opposite of that
show. Super toilet humor. Yeah.
So like watching that now, I'm like, this is funny because he just hates it and he's just collected a paycheck.
That's crazy. Yeah. So I loved Full House. Absolutely. And then my number one is a very easy choice for me. It's The Wonder Years.
Oh, that's a good one.
I own all of them on DVD. They've never come out on Blu-ray. And the DVD versions are actually really hard to find. I found a set at Walmart like 3 years ago where it was seasons 1 through 8. And they had them all there.
Well, it's
for
hard to find in general. Like, it's not streaming anywhere. It's
no.
Not, and I don't know who has the rights or whatever.
I had no clue. But I found all 8 seasons at Walmart bundled together for $29. And I'm like, purchased. And all the original music is there. Everything is there. It's awesome.
Like a CD collection of all the music from the Wonder Years.
Dude, it's legit music.
Yeah.
Like, it's legit. And I can understand the
problem. The opening theme is Bob Dylan.
Of course. No, it's...
I mean, not Bob Dylan. Joe Cocker.
Joe Cocker. Yeah, Joe Cocker. It's awesome. So, Wonder Years for sure. So, Alf, Full House, Wonder Years. Those are my top three childhood shows.
Those are pretty good.
Yeah.
All right. My number three is probably MacGyver.
No, oh, that's a good one.
I loved MacGyver.
Yeah, that's
supposedly
a great one.
I've heard it. I probably haven't watched it in forever, but people are like, God, don't go back and watch it. You'll ruin your childhood.
I watch it all the time with my dad. It's great.
I loved it.
No, it's awesome.
He's the reason I have a Swiss Army knife.
Yeah. I met Richard Dean Anderson and got a picture signed for my dad's birthday. Super nice guy. And he had a plaque on his table that said, no knives or duct tape. Because people were bringing in knives and duct tape for him to sign. And you can't bring that into a Comic-Con. Well, so that was really funny.
Knives I can see. Duct tape?
No duct tape. Yeah, he won't sign duct tape. That was it. Anything else, I guess, goes.
What about the knife case?
I think that would be okay. Yeah. MacGyver's a good one. That's a good one.
Number two is one almost nobody, I've yet to meet anybody that remembers the show. It was called My Secret Identity.
It sounds familiar.
What's his name? The kid from Stand By Me, Sliders. Oh, shit. Remember Sliders?
I do.
The main guy there. The smart kid that made the machine. He was the fat kid in Stand By Me.
Yeah. Oh God, what is that dude's name? I mean, I see his face.
Anyways, he was the main character in the show, and he had a neighbor that was a scientist that was doing some experiment, and he got beamed by, and he got superpowers. So as a kid, having a superhero show on TV was awesome. So.
Yeah, absolutely.
And of course, Greatest American Hero.
Yeah, of course.
Anything superhero when I was a kid, I loved it.
Yeah.
All those cheesy... Remember those... They used to do these things with, like, Saturday morning cartoons. They'd always do this, like, premiere of what's coming out.
Sure.
The new
sure.
fall season. They did this one with the, they were, like, live-action DC heroes with, like, Batman and all the villains and stuff. I ate that shit up. I was like, yeah, superheroes are on TV.
That's awesome. You were the demographic they were going for.
Oh, yeah.
Of course. Oh, dude, that was a good question. I like that. Of course, if we asked that to Adam, he would have said, I don't have any.
I don't know. I didn't watch TV.
He would have known three immediately when it came to his turn.
I didn't watch TV. We didn't have a TV.
Oh, my gosh. All right, dude. Nice episode. Cheers.
Cheers.
Adam, we miss you, buddy. See you next time.
Peace.